This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So is it true, Gox Mackay, that the bumper from our friend Chris Rutkowski, channeling Emperor Ming, the Max Sydow version, not the Charles Middleton version, is the absolute best the Paracast bumper ever? Gox?
Well, there have certainly been many good bumpers over the years, and I would definitely say I think it was the longest. In fact, I was just expecting you to cut him off because it was going on too long, but he did manage to rein himself in a bit. But yeah, it's got to be in the top three anyway.
There is a photo in the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com where Chris is portraying Emperor Ming in a radio play, but he's wearing the outfit.
Where did he get the outfit from?
I don't know, maybe from a costume rental or something like that. But understand here, we're dealing with two types of Emperor Ming. We have the original, and I still think the best was a character actor named Charles Middleton in the Flash Gordon movie serials from the 1930s. I expect you can find them somewhere. And the production value is very primitive, but it's the 1930s. And Flash Gordon, of course, was played by Buster Crabbe, if anyone remembers or cares. Then there was a remake, and I think the guy who played Flash Gordon was Sam Jones, and the theme music came from Queen and David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the trivia we need.
Well, the original, those Flash Gordon serials, of course, are available on DVD. I have a collection of them with the Middleton Ming. Yeah, Max von Sydow's Ming in the Sam Jones version was pretty good, too.
You know what? I preferred those old black and white ones because they totally had the feel of, remember the Rocket Man show?
Uh-huh.
The guy just had like a rocket pack on his back and he would fly about the sky and the controls were on his belt buckle. It just had the same feel as that, and I loved that as a kid.
Well, the movie that introduced the Rocket Man was King of the Rocket Men, and it was from Republic Pictures in the late 40s. And that was the predecessor to Commando Cody, who also wore that rocket suit. But the spaceships they used employed the same special effects that Universal used for the Flash Gordon serials.
Oh, with the rocket on a string and the sparkers coming out of the back?
Yes.
That was awesome stuff. Great. I love it.
You know, my disbelief was certainly suspended, and I just got right into it. Obviously, as a kid, you don't pick apart the faults with special effects so much, but it just had an atmosphere that I really liked. I even liked the first Superman serials, TV serials, with that guy George something. What was his name?
George Reeve.
Yes.
But that's not the first one. The original serials occurred in the 1940s,
yes.
And the actor's name was Kirk Allen. The problem is here is that Columbia Pictures used such a low budget, they didn't actually show flying scenes. They simply made a cartoon of Superman flying. And it really, really looked bad.
I can imagine.
The woman who played Lois Lane in those serials, Noel Neal, later took on the role for the TV series with George Reeves. I think the flying scenes were hit or miss. But remember, in those days, there were no production values for shows like that. The budgets are very low. But before we go on, if you want to look at good flying scenes, rent a copy of The Adventures of Captain Marvel from 1941, starring Tom Tyler as Captain Marvel. And there you'll see some pretty good flying scenes. I mean, they were done with models, in addition to having him on a wire. But a lot of that technology was not exceeded in flying scenes until Superman the movie in 1978.
Yeah. And remember how spectacular that was when that first came out, because no one had done the flying stuff that good. I mean, just having him on the cables, like now, you know, the younger people, they go, big deal. You know, people do that in high school plays now. But back then, when they were using that crane to lift and lower Christopher Reeve, and it was like, wow, this is the most realistic Superman we've ever seen. And, I mean, that was something. That 78 movie, that was something when it came out.
You know what, Walter? I remember, actually, when Superman came out, there were TV programs and the news over here in the UK, and one of their, like, stories would be how did they make Superman fly in the movie? People were talking about it so much, there was even, you know, that would be a news item on its own. How did they make him fly? And they would always, like, leave it for the end of the show to, like, keep you, you know, the cliffhanger. And, well, people really freaked out about it because it was great for the time. A bit like Star Wars, it was just so great for the time.
And those were the days still when, you guys probably remember this, I remember when I went to see Superman, the movie, in 78, I got a program. I mean, I got like a full color, it was like a 10-page program about the movie, and I mean, they would hand things out like that in those days. And but I think one of the appeals, Gene, about the reason why we appreciate the 30s serial more in Flash Gordon more than, say, the, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy the hell out of the 1980 Flash Gordon with Sam Jones. It has its own appeal and its own charms, but the reason we still prefer those serials is the same reason if you're really into independent film, what it is you're appreciating the effort. The Sam Jones, Max von Sydow 1980 Flash Gordon, it was a bit, I mean, it was for fun, and but it was much more tongue-in-cheek than those serials. You know, they were, believe it or not, when you watch those, I mean, they're playing those serials more straight than the 1980 with the big colorful budget. And
that's the point right there. They were played straight. Now, if you're looking at old movie serials, like the Republic serials, Radar Men from the Moon.
Yes,
the villain is played, or at least one of the villains, is played by Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, yes. True. I haven't pulled that DVD out in a long time. I need to check that out.
Yeah, here's a question. Do you guys know who invented the green screen effect, special effects, and when did it start? Which year did that first come out in the movies, you know?
Well, the green was the advanced version of the blue screen. Do you mean when did they start doing, like, that colored screen?
Yes.
My understanding is the blue screen had started by the 1970s, the Superman Star Wars era.
Yeah.
Now, just to point out here, folks, if you're wondering what's going on, we have Walter Bosley, we have Gogs MacKay. Chris has been a little bit late this week. He'll be by later. So we're talking over a lot of things. We're in pop culture mode now, but we'll get into other subjects such as breakaway civilizations very shortly. But I can't give this up. Now, if you want to see some pretty good flying scenes, by the way, the thing I noticed here between Superman 1978 and, say, Man of Steel is then when he took off, it was like gradual. He gradually rises into the sky. But when you had Superman in Man of Steel, he soared, and you heard the sonic booms.
Yeah.
And a similar philosophy is shown if you see the leaked pilot for the CBS series Supergirl. Again, I think the flying scenes there are just about as good as the movie, and we're talking about a TV show. Don't know if you've seen it.
Not yet. I'll definitely check that out.
Jupiter Ascending, that's a modern film, of course, but it had great flying scenes, just in terms of, you know, going from somebody on the ground, definitely an actor in, like, real film, and then to kind of, it was very seamless into the CGI in the sky. Who's the guy? He did that.
Channing Tatum?
Yes, Channing Tatum, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that one, you're right. Those flying sequences were pretty decent. Those are pretty good. It's you know, there's a trend right now, guys, where there are filmmakers that are insisting on going back to the what's called practical or the physical effects. And J.J. Abrams apparently has done this on a big scale with the return of Star Wars, where, you know, he built a life-size Millennium Falcon set, and, you know, he's where for a while, the last 15 years especially, they've been doing this all CGI. I mean, everything they could do CGI, they would, and not with the greatest results. He insisted on actually building the physical sets and things, and there's more filmmakers that even on the smaller level are preferring to go back to that because, you know, it may not be exactly how real life is, but there's something about you know, even a miniature sometimes is just so much better than CGI.
We have Walter Bosley. We have Gogs McKay. Chris O'Brien will be back very shortly. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Walter Bosley does that very well.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much. On the Paracast this week, we have a big agenda to talk about. We're starting with pop culture because I just think we have to consider the various subjects with which we deal and as they relate to pop culture. Like I've mentioned many times in the past, for example, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Not the lousy remake with Keanu Reeves, but the original with Michael Rennie as Klaatu influenced a lot of the early contact claims. The handsome, tall alien with a silvery uniform comes here to warn the Earth of its folly. Of course, the difference is with the contactees, we had to become one with the Space Brothers. With Klaatu, you either get your act together or we destroy your planet. A fine distinction. And we're talking, of course, about movie special effects and how possibly doing something with miniatures or as realistically as possible still has the veneer of reality, more so than CGI. And sometimes it's not visible, but you get a feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. You get a feeling that something like that is more genuine. On the other hand, CGI has become so sophisticated and so much less expensive to create that a lot of the special effects on TV shows are really good. They've had on the Sci-Fi Channel, for example, we have Killjoys and Dark Matter. Why is everything called Dark Matter? Don Ecker needs to be alerted.
And, hey, Gene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to quickly go back to that point about J.J. Abrams building a full-size Millennium Falcon. Well, knowing what a kind of Star Wars sci-fi geek that he is, I think he built a full-size Millennium Falcon because he could. Because he was at the helm, because he loves the originals, and he would have dreamt about being in the real Millennium Falcon when he was a kid like I do. And he thought, you know, I'm not going to have this drawn on a computer. I want a full-size one so I can go in it as well.
Besides, what's a few million dollars among friends? Let me tell you something else that we have to offer, okay? And that's Paracast Plus. It's a special feature of the show. And we mention it two or three times each episode, and I think some of you kind of turn it off. Oh, he's talking about something that he's trying to sell, and you turn it off. But the advantage of it is, for those of you who are tired of the network ads, and we understand that, that's why people use DVRs for TV shows, you have this alternate version of the show where we take out the network ads and we give you higher audio quality for Paracast Plus, and we have a second radio show called After the Paracast, where we talk shop, we have special guests, we sometimes continue discussions that start on the Paracast. And we had that situation when Walter Bosley was here last time, where he had some books he wanted to talk about. We ran out of time, so we got him back for that. So this is an example of what that's about. And to induce you to subscribe at plus.thepowercast.com, we've been offering a copy of Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien, the ebook version, for those of you who sign up for a year. I'm going to put in a sweetener now. We also offer a 5-year membership. So if you subscribe for 5 years to the Paracast Plus, you don't just get Stalking the Tricksters. We're going to give you another book from Chris that he's been offering for people who subscribe to our newsletter, and that is Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. 2 books for 5 years, plus.theparacast.com. Let's get back with our guests, talking about pop culture, about special effects and everything. And the thing about it now is that it's so easy to produce special effects on the cheap that more and more of these so-called UFO photos can be created by people without big budgets, and that creates a problem. Therein lies a dilemma. So are there any UFO photos out there anymore, guys, that could be genuine, or is it possible just to create a fake no matter what?
I'm sure there's some that could be genuine. The problem is the photograph no longer stands as a strong piece of evidence or as strong as it used to. I don't think. I'm in that camp that thinks that the photograph or the video is now, unfortunately, diluted or watered down because of what you're talking about. Now you have to get into who originated it, you know, who generated it, where is it coming from, you know, can we get an expert in here to analyze it? Now, you know, whereas before it was like, hey, get a photo, get it on film. Well, now, you just because of this, that's not as strong anymore.
I think also, Gene, that, you know, in the past, when it was analog, people on holiday or even just people into photography, they were carrying real cameras around with, you know, decent lenses on them sometimes. But most people, even for their holiday snaps now, they're taking them on their mobile phone. And even though the, you know, the number of pixels, the kind of image quality is quite good in that respect, they're not good for taking photographs of small objects at a distance in the sky. And this can be shown by just try to take a photo of a jet, you know, maybe at 20,000 feet or so. It's terrible. And, you know, that's so right. There are far less kind of analog cameras on the go now. And I think this is, you know, people often make the point that there are so many cameras in the hands of people all the time now. Why are we not flooded with great UFO photos? Well, part of the reason is these people are constantly looking down, texting. They're not looking at the sky. And even if they were, camera phones are terrible for taking photos at a distance of small objects.
Well, the other issue you have to consider is that it's harder to hold them steady because a camera is designed to fit and to be held on your face and you can steady it better. A smartphone is kind of an awkward way to do it. Now, it's true that some smartphones like the iPhone 6 Plus have optical image stabilization that helps. And it's also we have some smartphone cameras with loads and loads of megapixels. That helps, but not completely.
Right. And then there's the issue that I think, Gene, we were talking about with Greg here. I'm pretty sure it was here on the Paracast where, you know, if it is a legitimate object, there might be something on board that is messing with the digital visual recording of it. It might be emitting some type of signal. And, you know, if you add that factor in, you know, if we're taking the leap in what we're talking about here, that makes it even more difficult to capture these things. So, you know, between the limits of the camera and what might be on the thing to mask it, trying to capture a legitimate one or anything, you know, just isn't the thing like it used to be.
I think many of us think agree that the UFO phenomenon has always been up to the UFOs or their occupants or wherever they come from. It's always been up to them how much they allow us to be seen, them to be seen. And I wonder now if with them being probably aware that there maybe are more cameras around, even if they're smartphone cameras, I wonder if, you know, they are even like allowing themselves to be seen even less because they're aware of it.
Let's do the definition of breakaway civilization on the other side with Walter Bosley, Gogs Mackay. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. you can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Gox MacKay, Walter Bosley, Chris O'Brien will be here later on. And we're now hitting the main topic of our discussion here. From pop culture to UFO photos to breakaway civilizations. Before we go on with that, Walter Bosley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. Absolutely. I think I'm in that camp. I agree. That plays a big role, a big factor. And think about this, especially if you're looking at something that is the product of a breakaway civilization, it's within their interests to mess with the imagery if, by capturing what it really looks like, you might be able to find something that reveals the breakaway civilization origin of it as opposed to the mysterious extraterrestrial or, you know, other dimension.
I wanted listeners, particularly those who are new to the show and haven't heard about this, what is your definition of the breakaway civilization?
My definition, I think, it's pretty much a group that is financially, politically, and therefore socially independent of the world as known by the mass of humanity, who has developed not only their own civilization in the social, financial, and political realm, but technologically. That gives them the independence they need to not have to participate in the world we have to participate in. The way I like to look at it is, or the way I tend to look at it is, they've got their thing, they consider it a good thing, and they don't want to lose their good thing. So they've broken away from us even further to maintain that buffer, and so therefore they would like to remain as covert as possible. And yet, I find that they still have a stake in what's going on in the known world, certainly because they're using, you know, some of the same resources. that's my kind of big wordy definition.
Yeah, and so I am saying personally that possibly the impetus behind any breakaway civilization could be the kind of alternative three theory, and that is that these people, the establishment of the super rich and powerful, you know, Bilderberg group, these kind of people, at some point in the last 50 years or whatever, they've, you know, sat down in all their meetings and thought, you know what, the world population is just going to keep on getting bigger and resources are finite, we're running out of oil and stuff, and they are kind of thinking, well, never mind the rest of the world, we want to continue the species and certainly our own genetic line, and we need to start planning ahead now for when the Earth becomes uninhabitable due to possibly a runaway virus or just the lack of resources or a huge solar flare, any of those reasons. But they may just be thinking so far ahead that, you know, we need to do something now, and we're not going to tell the people because the majority of people, they won't be allowed to be part of it. They can't, just for the numbers, and they might be very unhappy if they knew that probably a lot of their hard work is maybe even being utilized towards these goals, but they don't even know it. And if I go back to the alternative three scenario, in that there are all these scientists and whatever, these people who are judged to have some kind of worth, and they are being siphoned off, kind of disappeared, if you like, into this program, whilst the rest of us are not even allowed to know. Is there a breakaway civilization? I certainly think it's worthwhile to look at why these people might choose to create one. And I think that kind of alternative three scenario is probably the best reason.
Now, guys, are you considering breakaway civilizations here in the same sense as Richard Dolan does?
Yeah.
Refresh my memory on specifically what...
Okay, well, there is a breakawaycivilization.com website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read you the paragraph, okay?
Okay.
And you can tell me if you feel this theory works. The term breakaway civilization was coined by Richard Dolan after his exhaustive and extensive research into his books UFOs and the National Security State Volumes 1 and 2. He came to the realization that the deep, secretive black budget world had actually become a civilization of its own, with its own exotic technology, a different view of the cosmos, our place in it, and a different version of human history. This is a new avenue of research that will delve into the occult, secret societies, central banking, UFO secrecy, the military-industrial complex, and the secret space program comprising this breakaway civilization. Now, that sounds more all-encompassing than what you're talking about, Walter.
Oh, no, no, no. Here's what I'm talking about, actually. In my view, there are, based on my research, in my analysis, there are two breakaway civilizations, and one of them absolutely encompasses all that you just described and what Goggs was talking about. The other one, I find, is much less involved in the occult and social engineering aspects. These are what I call the nuts and bolts guys, whose interest is just, we want to do our own thing, we want to get off planet, we want to, you know, industrialize, and they're not so much into trying to get into controlling the mass of humanity through the banking and the, all these other things that you're talking about. But absolutely, their opposition, I believe these, I'm convinced that the, I don't like to use the word believe, I think that these two breakaway civilizations are in opposition to each other. Now, because humans, you know, it's a normal human thing to want to divide when people are in opposition. You want to say, okay, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys? It's not exactly, there's a gray area where that's concerned, because here's my view. The guys who are not the ones that, as Dolan describes them, that encompass all the occult and the social engineering and all the, you know, the world banking stuff, the guys that are the nuts and bolts ones, it's not that they don't care about us so much that they're what you would call the traditional good guys like in a serial. They just kind of want to do their own thing. But they're opposed to the, in my view, they're opposed to the tactics and the objectives of the ones who do want to be here controlling us, if this makes sense. And that's why they're kind of the, between the two, they're the better guys, the lesser of the two evils, you might say. This is my view based on my research.
Well, let's look into this in more detail here. So just to clarify, both breakaway civilizations consist of normal human beings or whatever.
Yes.
Who have decided to do their own thing, to go off and do their own thing. So we think about some secret civilization like in Mount Shasta or something where some of these legends arose. Or maybe they live in the caves. And maybe this is what we call Deros and Tiros. Is that going too far?
Well, see, that plays a part in the ancient aspect of what's connected to all this. The way I see it is the ones that want to have a hand of control on us here, they live among us. And when I mean that, they're the ones who are the rich who live in the nice houses in Rhode Island and, the nice side of Manhattan and, they live among us here on Earth. Now, they have their naturally, they would have their access to off-planet stuff, but these would be the elite that Goggs mentioned and other people have pointed out. This breakaway that wants to control the world, so to speak.
Now, let's clarify. Superficially, yeah. They seem to be regular people.
Oh, absolutely they are. They're human beings.
You meet them on the street, you see them in the restaurant, but they've got this whole other side of their lives that's hidden from us.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it, yeah.
They don't live in a secret place. They live here. We've got Walter Bosley, and he's a fellow with former counterintelligence credentials and a lot of experience there. We've got Goggs Mackay, one of our forum moderators. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, there what I did, folks, was to allow Goggs, Mackay, and Walter Bosley to compete amongst themselves for who would say the Paracast stinger first. And maybe next time they'll say it so fast, it'll be like these commercials they used to have years ago about Federal Express, where they actually hired an actor who could speak very fast.
Yes. The Joe Seidelmeyer ads, I believe. He was the director of those, and he had a little bit of fame amongst filmmakers for a while there. Because they were so funny. Yeah.
I tried to practice that, and I just stumbled all over myself. I mean, I took certain exercises to heart when I studied broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
But there you go. Let's get back to our breakaway civilization discussions.
We are talking about, this is definitely to do with, like, having a secret space program. We are talking
sure.
about that aspect.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so it's a bit like the plot of the Bond movie Moonraker, is it not?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a bit, yeah.
Is that kind of survival?
Exactly, and of course, Ian Fleming... I'm not the only one to argue this. You know, Childress and others have written about it, but Ian Fleming knew something about this.
All right, so we know about all the things that were going on in the Bond novels and more exaggerated in the movies, which for the most part very superficially resemble the actual novels, if you ever read a James Bond novel. Now, the thing that interests me here is we have two types of breakaway civilizations. Do they fight each other? What happens?
I think... that when you hear, for instance, Joseph Farrell and others talking about a secret war going on in the cosmos and you know, others talk about, you know, there might be ships shooting at each other up there and stuff. Yes, I would say that they are involved in a conflict with each other. And then, of course, that leads to the possibility that, you know, they might be each separately in a conflict with whoever's out there. Or you could even take it as far as each one might be allied to opposing forces out there. I mean, you know, it could be a whole sci-fi fantasy adventure scenario going on, but I think they do take their conflict seriously. And, you know, I think that, like I said before, based on my research, I think what part of what was going on in what I write about in San Bernardino in 1915 had to do with these breakaway factions in opposition to one another. I do think there was some very lethal conflict going on there.
So does that mean they actually engage in wars against one another, or what?
They would engage in wars. They would engage in definitely espionage and everything that goes with it, which would include, you know, the occasional murder, assassination, you know, against each other's operatives. Sure. These are things that go on in the real known world of espionage between nations and such. So,
wouldn't you think, right, if there was a single breakaway civilization, it would be, you know, a certain level of difficulty to keep it secret from the general public?
Well, I'll throw this out to you. Go ahead.
If there were two rival ones simultaneously, you'd have to think that really makes it more difficult to keep them both secret, especially if they're in competition with each other.
You could look at it that way. Number one, you got to ask yourself, how secret are they really keeping it? Number two, actually look at it this way. Let's say there was only one breakaway civilization, and let's say it is, by the evidence we could suggest, that goes on in the world with the banking and the alleged occult stuff and the social engineering and the elitism. You could say that if they were the only breakaway game in town, why would they hide themselves? They would just come out. This world we live in would be a lot nastier and a lot worse if there was only one, because, and particularly if it was the one that wants to control us, if it was the elitist one, because why hide? Why not just come out and say, hey, everybody, we're better than you, we're the elite, we rule the world, this is what we have, suck it up and live with it.
But isn't that kind of happening already, where we have more and more corporate control of our institutions and the government?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it would be on steroids. It would be much more out in the open if they were the only game in town. This is why when I discuss with some other author researchers, you know, they have a very cynical, pessimistic view. They go, oh, the, you know, evil controls the world and there's nothing we can do about it. And I argue, hey, wait a minute. Then why are they still masking themselves at all? If they didn't have anybody keeping them in check, not necessarily because their checkers love us. I'm just saying, if they didn't have anybody keeping them in check, they would be much more out in the open. They'd be acting like, you know, Hitler and his guys did. You know, they wouldn't care. That's my view of it. So I think that even with all the stuff that we can point to that we know is going on, I say that it would, believe it or not, it would be a lot worse if there wasn't someone out there opposing them or vying for what they want. That's just my view. That's my take on it.
So you're saying here that there is some level of control here, some kind of steps and balances to allow them to operate but not get too blatant about it.
Yeah, I'm going to say in a discussion of this theory, which I do subscribe to, that there are breakaway civilizations, and I mean that, and I subscribe to the idea that it's plural, that, yeah, there is a check and balance. There's something going on between these civilizations, these groups. There's something going on that keeps either one of them from getting a true upper hand.
Nuclear detente, balance of power in the arms race that was happening with, you know, with the Soviet Union and America, that?
Yeah, conceptually and theoretically, yes, we're talking about something like that. Now, remember, this is between them, so independently can and probably do, you could argue, you know, exhibit some control over the rest of us, of course, but what I'm saying is if they weren't out there butting heads with each other, you know, the one who's the worst of the two, if they stood unopposed, I argue things would be a lot worse for us because these people are elitists. At least the one group is. They're elitists. They're eugenicists. They're very bad characters, very bad souls. And they would do the, you know, just hideous stuff, more so than people think is going on already. Yeah.
Well, the big question I'm going to ask you, and we have some questions from our listeners I want to bring up from our forum at forum.thepowercast.com, and that is here, it seems to me that it's too easy for these breakaway civilizations to act upon our civilization, and we'll never know it. It could be done very gradually. We wake up one day and we are under their control, one faction or the other.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's reasonable. I don't see why, you know, that's not true.
Boy, that creates a lot of paranoia, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, it depends on the individual. You know, it's that classic old thing, hey, there's just some things I can't control. All I can do is know how I will react to certain things. You know, if A, then this is my reaction. If B, this is my reaction. If C, this is my reaction. And in the meantime, I'm going to live my life and keep my eyes and ears open without letting it drive me crazy. Because, you know what, this has been going on a lot longer than any of us have been alive.
So that's a good point there. When did it all start?
I would say that the specific breakaway organizations that we're talking about today, in my opinion, based on my research, the one faction was already forming by the early mid-19th century, and the other faction, the guys that I consider the nuts and bolts, just kind of want to get out there and industrialize and go their own way, I think they broke off. They broke off from what was forming around the time right after our Civil War. So the 1870s is when they kind of started doing their own thing. And they were mostly, most likely Americans, probably, you know, certain Europeans and such. But, that's what I think. I think they date back to, the ones we're talking about today. In my opinion, date back to the 19th century.
I'm going to ask whether that's the source of those airships from the 1890s. You know that. We'll do that in our next segment. I want to remind you to please check out plus.theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. And if you subscribe for a year or 5 years, you get free books too. How about that? Check for details. plus.theparacast.com. So today, we're joined by Walter Bosley, who has counterintelligence credentials. And we're joined by Gogs Mackay, who has credentials we do not want to recognize because they're top secret. No, I'm kidding. Gogs and Walter, you're in.
The Paracast.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.